Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Numbers don't lie, and so Donald Trump is trying to hide all of them. I'm Jack Cottrella, joined today by Sam Stein. And Sam, does it look like Donald Trump's polls are getting better or worse to you?
Worse. Like, they kind of have a very steady drop. It's not like a, it hasn't been like a roller coaster dive. It's just going down like that. It's like incrementally, but the cumulative worse is it's fairly evident. Yeah,
I think though his response to those polls has been like an astronomically greater freak out, because the Truth Social tirades have gotten a little worse. But there are two main polls that just came out recently that really show how Trump is down in the dumps, both economically and I guess almost technically on the war front, that I want to get into. Sure. Scott Bessent is also trying to defend those numbers. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to get in these polls first. CBS News poll finds most would oppose U.S. military action in Venezuela, say Trump hasn't explained. That's a shocker. The situation around Venezuela has Americans asking to know more across party lines. Big majority say the administration needs to explain what the U.S. intends regarding any action and that it has not done so clearly yet. Meanwhile, what Americans hear from the White House about inflation is, they say, not what they're actually feeling at home. What a surprise. Rising prices and worsening economic views. And in terms of taking U.S. military action in Venezuela, only 30% are in favor of that, according to this new CBS poll.
All right, here's my hot take. The Venezuela numbers are bad, but like, I don't think they're going to matter materially for Trump. I think people are tuning a lot of that stuff out. Obviously, I think it would be problematic for him to go to war with Venezuela on a humanitarian, geopolitical, and political level. But it's the inflation numbers in that poll that really sort of stood out to me. So this is the whole reason for his election. Well, not the whole reason, but a huge reason, right? It's like cost of living is up. Biden's doing jack shit about it. Elect me. I'm going to bring all that stuff down. And it's not going down. And we'll get into the actual economics in a little bit. But these poll numbers, there's two things that really stood out for me. One was the handling of the economy. Okay, so CBS does this thing, approval of Trump's handling of the economy. March 2nd, it's at 51% approval. Okay, he's a couple months in. People are giving him the benefit of the doubt. Things are looking good. Again, the steady decline. It goes to 44, 42, 40, a little tick up to 41, 40, 38. It's 36 approval now. That's like Biden bad territory.
It's worse than Biden, because what it's was it? The Biden number was like 70% of people that the economy is going in the wrong direction. And with Trump, it's now up to, I think it was 76 in one number. And then there's the CNN poll when he's like minus 41 with independents. And it's funny because they are doing the same Biden justification where it's like, look at the stock market. Things are getting better. Things are okay.
That's what I want to get to. This is the most fundamentally interesting question. Trump makes things sound ... better than they really are. 60%. Okay. So 3 out of every 5 people are saying Trump is speaking in a way that is totally foreign to me. He's saying things are good. They are not good. He's making them sound good. My lived experience is not good. Only 27% say Trump is saying things about as they really are. 13% think he's underselling how great things are. I don't know who those 13% are.
That's a great group. I want to talk to
that
group.
I need to meet that person. That could be like Bill Ackman. All right. So here's why I think this matters. There's this old, like, you know, conviction in politics, especially in Democratic politics, that the worst thing a politician can do is to talk up how good a recovery is going. And the reason why is because you look so detached and out of touch. People who are not feeling a recovery think you are, you know, not paying attention to their plight, think that you're ignoring them, think again that you're in a bubble, and they feel disconnected from you. We're not even in a recovery. We are in a shaky economy at best. Trump's talking it up as if it's the greatest economy on earth. And all these people are being like, what is he talking about? He's really risking alienating a huge swath of voters. It's almost worse, maybe worse, than the rating that he gets for his handling of the economy, in my estimation.
And what was interesting to me is that when you're talking about, like, just take a look at the Venezuela of it all. It's like Trump isn't explaining why we would be going to war with Venezuela. But that's a similar question asked about the economic numbers, where it's like Trump isn't explaining what he's doing to combat inflation, which is funny when J.D. Vance says, like, okay, you need to be patient. We're working on it.
It's going to take a little bit of time for every American to feel that economic boom, which we really do believe is coming.
Donald Trump is the most omnipresent cultural figure in, like, American history. Right. I don't know. And so if he and his constant barrage of posts and messaging isn't explaining what their economic message is, then people aren't, like, looking for it and not getting it. He's just not delivering it, obviously, which is much different than the Biden issue when he just wasn't out and about enough and nobody saw him. So it's funny for Vance to say, like, be patient, we'll explain, when they just will never explain. It's a weird thing to promise.
True. And I would add to that, that they're not really consistent messaging, right? Like, so you can say we're working on it, be patient, but then you can't say things are gangbusters great, right? Like, it's either one or the other. So, like, if the stock market has a great day and you say, this is the Trump economy, you can't then turn around and say, you know what? It's the Biden economy, because we're still working on getting, you know, back to what he had done to us. And look, it's difficult. I'm not sitting here saying, like, it's easy to explain this stuff. Obviously, if it were easy, people would, you know, no incumbent would ever lose, right? It's hard when your policies contribute to this stuff. So inflation has obviously been caused by the tariffs. Otherwise, they wouldn't be rolling them back on food products. But then you have messengers like Scott Bessent, who goes out and says weird stuff on Meet the Press, like he did this morning. Let's play the clip with him and Kristen Welker, where she's saying, why is inflation still up? And he has some weird analogy to her arm.
Well, and banana prices are up almost 7%. Coffee prices up nearly 19%. Isn't the fact that you're rolling back tariffs an admission that ultimately they do drive up prices for consumers?
Kristen, how much does your arm weigh?
I do not know.
Exactly. But you know how much you weigh. You get on the scale every morning. Inflation is a composite number, and we look at everything. So we are trying... We try to push down the things we can control. And as I said, that we are working on the energy prices are down, and everything flows from that. And I think we're going to see these other prices come down. And again, many of these goods were part of trade deals with countries that have been in the works for months.
I mean, like, what? It just doesn't make sense. How much is your arm weigh?
I love that he's like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring out the Bessent charm. Like, this is like the most, like, rigid guy in the world, who just, like, kind of sounds like he's about to take a breath before every – it's kind of like choppy. And he's like, you know, I'm just going to lay on that southern – that best. Is he from the great state of Louisiana, or is he a South Carolina guy?
I think he's South Carolina. I don't think asking a female anchor how much your arm weighs and then saying, you get on the scale every day, right? I don't know. It just seems kind of like out of touch. Yeah.
It's so
crazy. Also, let me just add this, Jack. He's wrong. Like, yeah, he's just wrong about energy prices. Look, it's hard to say definitively energy prices where they stand, because it varies by state, for instance, and there's different forms of energy. But look, I mean, energy prices, I'm just pulling up this Yahoo article from like 9 days ago. They are not down. And here's Gas Buddy a couple of days ago, who looks at the cost of gasoline, obviously. This is from the 22nd. So this is from Saturday. National average price of gasoline today is 3.1 cents per gallon, higher than a year ago.
Well, Sam, do you remember who told us last week that the price of energy was up? It was Scott Bessent, who was upset with Mikey Sherrill about the cost of energy being up in New Jersey.
What I would respond to is electricity prices are a state problem. And, you know, I was very interested to see in the earlier clip where the governor-elect of New Jersey said, well, I'm going to bring down energy prices. Well, it was her predecessor, Phil Murphy, who took him up.
My favorite part about that clip is him saying, like, well, grocery prices are going down. If you look at, so energy is going to go down. Like, he didn't even come prepared with the talking point about, like, the Thanksgiving, whatever meal basket that they keep bringing up that has lost, like, half of the items in it, which is just, like, such a funny thing to say. It's like, hey, when you eat less, it's going to cost you less. So America, go out there and starve. You'll save a couple of bucks.
Exercise more, eat less. So we're going to grow more. spend less or constrain spending.
That with the Kristen Welker get on the scale thing, I think Scott Bessent is like advocating for dieting. He just wants everyone to be nice and lean. But he didn't even come with the talking points. That's my favorite part.
And this is the thing. Okay, so the Yahoo piece says, at the end of August 2025, residential electricity prices jumped 6.2% compared to the last 12 months per the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Again, I don't want to like overstate it because there's no – each state has different energy issues and they're going to have to deal with them separately. But this gets to my original point. You can't tell people, hey, energy's down when they know they're paying more. Yeah. A little bit more at the pump, or they know that their electricity bills are actually elevated. You can't tell them things are going great when they don't feel it and they don't see it. You know who knows this? The Biden freaking White House. They tried doing this and they understood that it's impossible to sell people a bag of goods and say, you know what, you should be grateful for it. And I just think the Trump White House is in trouble, real trouble for this stuff.
Well, it also is funny as there's this increasing recognition that these AI data centers are just like all of this storage capacity is what's driving up people's electrical costs.
In some states, not in all states, but in some states.
Not in all states, but you do have Trump out there saying like the stock market is exploding because of only seven stocks that are exploding because of kind of this AI bubble that's been created by raising your energy costs to make these stock prices artificially inflated, which serves a very small and like getting smaller portion of Americans who actually have skin in the game in the stock market. So he's like, well, a very small number of people are benefiting because your electrical costs are going up, but they're not going up, but groceries are down, but they're not, but the stock market. And so all of it put together is just like, we have traded all of the wealth that we can possibly collect from the bottom 50% of Americans to the 0.1%. And now we're going to lie about it. It's a great economic theory. Good job.
And then on top of that, you add to the likely rise in premiums that are going to come because the Affordable Care extended subsidies are expiring. And it's a real bad situation. You can tell because a bunch of congressional Republicans are looking for ways to get ahead of this. Trump's not signed off on this stuff yet, but you could see a situation down the road where he does realize he's got to figure out a way. I mean, he's floated this idea of a tariff rebate check. That's not really getting any traction. I'm surprised he's not more open to extending the subsidies. We'll see if he, you know, lessens his opposition to that, because at some point people are going to freak that their bills are just going up when he promised that they would be halved when he took office.
Well, after his time as Iran, do you not think he's going to do Medicare for all? He's been talking about it.
Maybe he's all right. Maybe Mom Dani convinced him on that one.
What was your takeaway from that? I know you talked about it a little bit already.
Yeah, but I think...
Do you think it sits with Trump? Do you think this love fest continues, or is he going to try to pull back?
No, nothing is permanent with Trump. Come on. He was, you know, he turns on anybody and everybody. But I do think it's very evident that a little bit of flattery gets you a long way with a guy. I think he really is non-confrontational in person. He's perfectly confrontational online. And look, I think he's a superficial dude. He thinks Mamdani is a winner. Mamdani is a good-looking guy who, you know, had a nice big victory in Manhattan and talks good game and is very telegenic and is good on TV. And I think Trump really likes that stuff. And it doesn't really take much more to get on his good side.
It doesn't. It's pretty funny. And it's pretty funny, again, that the Scott Bessent, a little less telegenic, defense of the tariffs as they're pulling them back. I wanted to talk a little bit more about tariffs. But before we did, I wanted to play the greatest tariff clip of all time as Scott Bessent is talking about bananas, because we just have to see it as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
But as countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better.
There's no uncertainty. If you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't produce bananas in America.
So the concept of building in America and paying no tariff is very, very clear.
We cannot build bananas in America.
So we're not making bananas here, and I don't think we're ever going to anytime soon. But maybe if Scott Bessent is weighing arms, then he can.
I don't know, man. Maybe we can get some AI-generated banana production in America at some point, and all our problems will be solved. That's what I'm hoping for.
It's worth raising my electrical bills by 50% if we can get those AI banana.
It pays off with cheaper bananas down the road.
What were the digital tokens? Oh, God, how am I forgetting those that people traded the AI bullshit? Yeah, I don't know. But on that note, on our problems being solved by AI, Sam, thanks for joining me as always, man.
Jack, you're the man. Appreciate it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.